Zman.
Okay, the boys, I have a brand new parak today, Daf Chav Zayin, starting at the very top of the Omud. And now we're getting into the very basic halachas of Shechita. As the Mishnah begins, Ashoichet Echad Ba'oif Ushnayim Bebehema Shechitosei Ksheira. We all know that you have to go and shech two simonim, which is the kana and the veshet, but that's in a behema. By an oif, one is enough. Either the kana or the veshet is sufficient. The Lashon HaMishnah is a little curious because it says Ashoichet Echad Ba'oif Ushnayim Bebehema Shechitosei Ksheira. Shechitosei Ksheira sounds like it's bidyevet. What do you mean? Shnayim bebehema is b'diavad? That's avada l'chatchila. And the Gemara is going to even ask somewhat rhetorically, how much do you want him to go and check? Do you want him to go and check five simanim? They're only one kana and one veshet. So what is this shchitas k'sheira? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. V'ruba shel echad kamoyim. You don't have to go and check both of them in their entirety. You go and check the two of them. Roiv is also sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda says, and don't forget, you also have to go and check Vridin. What exactly are Vridin? Rashi says, Chute Hatzavar Shemekalchem Es Hadam. So now there's a machloikis exactly what does this refer to. Some say this refers to the jugular veins, and some say this refers to the carotid arteries in the neck. But Kuli Alma Moida, that we're not talking about a behema, we're only talking about an oif, as we'll see in Mirchim and the Gemara tomorrow.
That means we both the money and the Vridin?
That is correct. Now the purpose of the Vridin is not to complete the Shechita. The Oif would be kosher even if you don't Shech the Vridin. The purpose of Shech the Vridin, says Rashi, is to lehoitzi es adam, to get the blood out. But it is not an absolute, it's not considered to be part of the Shechita. But it is a worthwhile thing to get the blood out, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
What do you call in English veridin?
Veridin is either jugular veins or carotid arteries. If you look it up in the anatomy books, etc., you'll see it discusses it in greater detail. Anyway, so this you have to go and check the veridin by an oif. Now the Mishnah continues on chotzi echad ba'oif. If you didn't do 51% by an oif, right? We just said by an oif you only have to do one. But you have to do the roif. And he only did chutzi echad boif. Or echad v'chutzi b'mehema, 1.5 by behema, shchitasei psula. The shchita is possible. The chod, that's a dover portion. Once we said that you have to have roif of each one, by the oif, if you only have 49% or 50%, but you don't have 51%. And the same thing with behema, if you didn't have 51% of both of the simanim, of course it's possible. It's only kosher if you do by the behema too, and a roif. So the Mephoshim explain that the echad ba'oif, the chutzi echad ba'oif in a chanami, is a double portion. That was not necessary to be written in the Mishnah. The chiddush is the echad v'chetzi b'behema. What's the chiddush echad v'chetzi b'behema? B'behema, we just said you have to go and check both simanim, and each simon you have to go and check 51%. So if you go and check 2 times 51%, you get to 102%. What happens if instead of doing roiv of both simanim, he did agantza 100% of one of them, and he did a chutzi of the second one? So now he's at 150%. So I would, 150 is much better than 102. True, but nevertheless, you have to have roiv of each of the two simanim, and therefore, since one of the two simanim was only a chutzi, was not a roiv, that's why the shechita is possible. Agav, that we said, echad b'chetzi b'heima, that's why the Mishnah also threw in chutzi echad b'oif. And finally...
No, Mendy's sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, good. Shkoyach. Finally, roiv echad b'oif, v'roiv shnayim b'heima, if by an oif, roiv of one, by b'heima, roiv of two, shechitasei ksheira. We just repeated what we said earlier in the Mishnah, that by oif you only need one and you need roif, and by behemah you need two and you need roif. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Why are we repeating it? So Rashi already tells us, the Gemara Parech Adonalei Reisha, why are we repeating it? We already said it in the Mishnah. Okay. On to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with a kasha that we already asked in the Mishnah, that it says that if you shecht shnayim bibehema shchitasei ksheira. Shchitasei ksheira has the meaning that bidiyavet, it's good, it's fine. Frey timur ha-shoichet diyavet in lechatchil aloi, only b'diavad. No, shnayim b'behema l'chatchil aloi. You're telling me that two by behema, that's not enough. So ad kama lishchet v'leza. How far should you go in your shechita? Do you have to go and sever the entire head? Or maybe after you finish a shechita on the neck, do you have to go and do a shechita on the feet? I mean, what more do you want? Once you go and shech two by behema, that's, of course, shechitas k'sheira. So what is this? No b'diavad, not l'chatchil aloi. And the Gemara gives two answers, both very straightforward answers. Echad ba'oif. Echad ba'oif means that avad the shnayim bebehema shkitosay not ksheira, that's lichat chila two by behema. But legabi the oif lichat chila is also two. Kasha b'diavad one. So the shkitosay ksheira is really going on the echad ba'oif. That even though ba'if lechatchil, we should also go and shecht both simanim, just like by the behema. If you only shechted one, shkitos ikshera, it kosher. What's the reason why? If the halacha is you only need one, why does the Gemara tell us lechatchil you should do two? So Rashi says it's midrabanan, and the rabanan wanted to go in mimarchik as a odom minho avera, and therefore they said by oif. Lechatchila go and shecht two to make sure that he at least shechts one of them properly. Because if you're going to go and tell me lechatchila, you only need to do echad ba'oif. Maybe by the oif itself, he won't even do the roif. He figures oif is so much more kal than behema. Maybe he's only going to do 48%. He won't even do 51%. So that's why we say lechatchila do two. That shows you this is a big time. This is really heavy duty. You got to go and do both of them, lechatchila both. But b'diavad, if you only did one, is och kusha. So that's teretz number one. V'yiboy yisayim, the second teretz is aruboy shel echad kamoyu, meaning that this shchitosik sheir is really not going on mil el, it's going in mil ra. It's not going back on the echad b'oif ushnayim b'behema, but it's really going together with the ruboy shel echad kamoyu. Now lechatchila, you should go and shecht both simonim in their entirety. Ganz simonim, not just right. But b'diavad, if you only did right, shchitosik sheira, that's also kusha. So therefore, we have two terutzim on the shchitosik sheira, that it sounds like b'diavad, one of the echad ba'oif, the chachil you should do two, and number pshat number two is that you should go and do kuloi, and not just ruboi, but if you did ruboi, och kusha b'diavad. And now we have kamash simin. Kamash simin, kamash is referring to Rav Kahana.
The blood will come out, the breach.
Exactly, Rav Kahana. And then you have Rav Yemar, that's the mem. And then Shimon is going to be Tana Rav Yishmael. And the Gemara is going to bring now a number of mekoyrois lechoyra that shchita has to be davka b'mokoyim hatzavar. It says in the Torah a couple of times the inyan of shchita. It says by kabonis v'shachat es ben habokar. Shchita. It says by Basar Taiva, v'zavachta mibkorcha u'mitoincha, zvicha, zvicha means shchita. However, how do I know where shchita takes place? We know it takes place at the neck area, abavush datus. Where does it say in the Torah? Doesn't say. So Gemara is going to bring a number of possible makaris, and each time the Gemara is going to say, very, very good try, but bottom line is we really do not have a raya from the pasuk, and it's all halacha lemoishe misinai, as we'll see in the Gemara. To start the Gemara, the chof of Kamash is Rav Kahana. Om Rav Kahana. Minai l'shchita shehi menat zavar. How do I know the shchita takes place on the neck area? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'shochet has ben habokar. So what's the raya from that? Says Yimor, the word v'shochat is a contraction of two words. Mimokam sheshoch chateil. What does shoch mean? Shoch means to bend over. Where an animal can go and bend its body, where is that? That's the head. But sometimes the head is aloof, it's going up, as the animal is walking to see where it's going. And then sometimes the animal puts its head down. So that's shishoch, the place where the animal bends. Chateyu. Now the chateyu Rashi has two pshatim. The one that Rashi seems to prefer and seems to be consistent with the Gemara, that chateyu means to go and cleanse, to clean out. What are you cleaning out? You're cleaning out the dam hanefesh, the blood which is flowing through this animal. So mokem shishoch, that's the place where the animal bends, which the Gemara considers to be the neck area. Chateyu, that's where you go and cleanse it from its blood. Frey Gemara, mihai dehai chateyu, lishadu dechuyehu. How do you know that the word chateyu has anything to do with Dechuyeh. Dechuyeh means to go and cleanse, like Shemen Zayin Zoch, to purify, to remove any impurities. Here it means to cleanse it from its blood. So the word Shochat means Shoch Chet. But how do you know that the word Chet means Dechuyeh? The Chassidus says, Nepate b'chite es ha-bayis. Where is this Pate b'chite es ha-bayis? This is referring to a Mitzayra, and specifically not a Mitzayra that he himself has tzaras on his guf, but there was tzaras on the walls of his home. And what did they have to do? The Kohen had to come, and he had to go and see whether, in fact, it was a real nega tzaras, and he had to come back a week later to see if it spread, did it stay, etc. And if they concluded that, in fact, this was tzaras, he had to go and say, Cheva, it's tzaras. And then depending on how many times it came back, in other words, what happens if he says, okay, just remove those stones and go and fill it up with new stones or with new mortar and cement. And guess what? And Baruch Hashem, the tzaras does not return. Then the Kohen can go and say, okay, Baruch Hashem, the bayis is now tohar. Well, what do you do after that? So then you do the same type of ritual that you do by a person who was previously a metzayra, and now the Kohen says, Baruch Hashem, you are tohir, that he has to bring two oifois. And what do you do with the two oifois? These are not karbonis in the base of Megdish, but rather you go and he shechs one of the two oifois, he dips it into water, mayim chayim, and then the tzipor, the bird that he shechted, he allows for a drop of the blood to go and go into a cup which has in it mayim chayim, and now therefore you have a mixture of water together with that blood, and then you go and take the tzipor chaya together with eitz erez, eizoiv and shni terlas, and you go and dip it into that mixture, and you let the tzipor chaya, you let it go out al panei hasoda, let it fly away. So the Pasuk says, if you want to take a look at the Pasuk in its entirety, Torah Ora Sholem Oiz Beis, V'chite HaSabayis. How are you mechate? How do you cleanse the house from its previous status of a bayis of tzaraz? V'dam HaTzipor, that dam of the tzipor that you shechted. Over my machaim that you dipped and you let that drop of tzipor blood fall into the mayim chayim. And then you think about tzipor chayim, v'eitz erz, v'eitz of tisha alos, and you dip them into that water, and now you let the tzipor chaya run away, not run away, fly away, al panei asada, and then, v'chitei asabayis, that's how you purify the house. So therefore, says Imar, that's the makor of the word chateyu over here, that it means to purify and to cleanse, it's v'chitei asabayis. V'ibo yisema, I have another raya, I don't know why the Gemara needs to come on to a second raya, because the chayra, the second, is even less in terms of that it's from Nach, as opposed to from the Chumash. But nevertheless, what does it say in the second pasuk? Chateini be'ezoi be'etor. That if a person wants to become tohar, then he has to go and take ezoiv. Now, how do you go and take ezoiv to become tohar? Two times. One by the case of the Mitzayra, which we just spoke about, that you take the erez ezoiv ushni tolas, as well as in the case of the paraduma. If a person becomes a tamei mess, how do you go and be metayrim? You take also the same things, the eitz erez, ezoiv, shitalas, you dip it into the paraduma mixture, and then you don't dip it in. Then you just leave it in the fire, and it gets burned together in the ash together of the paraduma. But anyway, so the techateini means to go again to cleanse a person from his sins, the ezoiv, by using ezoiv, the etor, and then he's going to become tar. So what do I see from both of these psukim? The chitei esabayis and techateini, that the word chateihu of the shochat, sheshochateihu, means to go and cleanse and purify. Frank Dimara, let's focus on the shoch. Shoch means that part of the body of the animal which bends. Frank Dimara, don't look at the front end when we look at the back end. The imam means novoi. Maybe we should be talking about that you every time the shechita should be at the tail end of the animal. Why the tail? Because that's also bent over. The tail bends over from the back of the animal down towards the ground. So maybe that's the shoch chate.
Gemara
is going to talk about
it. It does not.
Rabbi, The question that you're asking, it will be asked by the Gemara in two more lines. So, mamish your mechavin to all the amayroim in the Gemara. Shkoyach. So the Gemara says, shach mechlal. So the Gemara is answering the kasha ve'im is not right. If the Gemara shach mechlal shezokuf be'inon, since it says shach means that you should go and do a shechita and cause the animal to bend over, that suggests that normally it is zakuf be'inon, and now what you're doing is, as a result of the shechita, you're bending the animal's head back to be able to go and do the shechita. V'ha, in the case of the tail, shach v'oimidhu, the animal never picks up its tail, and now you're causing it to broaden the area for shechita. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the word shach of the word v'shachat means that this animal typically is not in a shach position. It's typically standing upright in terms of its head. The animal is walking, the head is up. And when would you cause the animal to go and expand the head from the rest of the body? The time of the shechita. So mechlal shezokah be'ina, that normally it does go and have its head standing up, so to speak. But in the case of the zon of v'shach v'aymedu, it's always bent over at all times. So therefore, that's not what the pasuk is referring to. Great Gemara v'ayim me'oznoi. Always in the ear of the animal, Rashi says, the animal is koifefa kishuhu roitze. The animal can cause its ear to bend when it wants.
What?
I don't know exactly, maybe it has to take one of its legs and push it up and push it down. But at least it's flexible and bendable.
What about fowl? They don't have ears that...
We're going to talk about fowl later. In the meantime, we're just talking about the animals. This is the point that Rabbi was making just a moment ago, that the importance by shechita is that you get out the dam hanefesh. Where do you get the dam hanefesh out? At the point of the throat. Because with the yitzava, because when you shecht the conurbation, that's when all of the blood starts bursting out from the entire body, not just from the local place where you're shechting, but all the blood comes up from the heart and from the lungs and from the rest of the body. It's all spurting out. But were you to go and cut off the oizen, the ear, that would only cause it to be a very nice cut, and they would have to go and call the equivalent of the animal hatzalah people or hatzalah animals to go and put a medication there or to put a very strong bandage that should stop bleeding. It's not dam ha-nefesh, so what we call dam ha-evara. Now, why do you say that by shechita dam ha-nefesh is very important? Says Rashi, because we're learning shechita of chulin from shechita of kachim, and by kachim it says befeirish that v'ani nesatu lechem al beach, make sure that you don't eat from the dam. In fact, he brings the pasuk down below in pasuk tes, assuming that you have the expanded Torah Sholim, which is not only the Gemara but also in the Rashi, and ois tes ki nefesh kol basar domoy benafshehu v'oyma levnei Yisrael dam kol basar lo yisichaylu ki nefesh kol basar domoy hu kol oichlav yikareis. And what should you do instead? Says the next pasuk in Chumash. Now, mamish the next pasuk ki nefesh a basar bedomi. The nefesh of the basar is in the dam. V'ani nesatav lechem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshi seichem ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. So you see from these psukim that as a result of the shechita, you want the dam hanefesh to spurt out of the animal. And that's not going to happen if you just cut off the oizen, the ear. Frek dimor ve'imed dekor v'ozel ad dam hanefesh. Maybe what the Torah is telling us is, go and cut at the part of the ear. You're right, if you just cut the ear off, that's not going to have dam hanefesh, but maybe you should continue further down into the body of the animal. For instance, start from the ear, get down to the throat area, and continue to go, and when I say throat means the neck area, and you're going to cut over there, and guess what? And the dam hanefesh is going to come out. So maybe you're supposed to start with the ear, and go downwards until you get that spurting of the dam hanefesh. Zokti Yomorah, the Sioux, and I have another kasha on Rav Kahana's drasha. Even assuming that you were able to learn from Vishachat the Sabaka, that we mean the Mokum Hatzavar, the Mokum of the neck, what about the other halachas that we have mentioned a few times already? The Sioux, Shehiya, Drosa, Chaloda, Hagroma, the Ikur Minolan. These are five different things that a Shoichit can do that would passel the Shechita. Shia means that he takes a break in the middle of the Shechita. It's not a continuous act. Drasa means that he puts on pressure as opposed to just moivi, melech moivi, or moilech moivi. Chaloda means to burrow underneath the two simanim and to shech them upwards, like a chulda, like a weasel. Hagroma means that you're out of the zone above either the tabas hagdoila or the shipui koiva that we spoke about in the previous parak. And the ikur means that instead of shechting with a good, nice, sharp knife, you have a serrated knife, or even just one or two little notches, which cause that some of the basar and some of the kanan veshit will go and lie into, or will be caught up into that little notch, and as a result, you'll have a tearing of the simanim instead of a shita. So, Freitim Amenolin, how do I know all of these halachas? It doesn't say befeish in the Torah, and the Gemara. It's Gemara. What means Gemara, says Rashi? It means halacha le-moshe mi-sinai. Ah, so just like you agree that on those five halachas, it's halacha le-moshe mi-sinai. Shechita v'natzav anami Gemara. That's also halacha le-moshe mi-sinai. So yov v'shochat es ben ha-boker, shoch v'choteu. Beautiful drasha of Lamaisa, that's not the Mekar. Because if that would be the Mekar, maybe we should do it from the Oizen until you reach the Dam HaNefesh, and therefore, says the Gemara, it's clear that this is Allah Lamesh. One second. Ukrol Lamaisa, so what do I need the Pasik for? To go and tell you that when you go and shecht, you only need to go and shecht the Simonim at the top, but you do not need to go further down and sever the entire head. You remember we had a few days ago in the Gemara the word gistera, and Rashi said gistera means to go and cut a body or a body part into two parts. In other words, anytime you go and cut an animal and you cut it either vertically or horizontally and you cut it into two, that's called a gistera. Here the Gemara is using the term gistera to refer to the severing the head from the rest of the body, and therefore it's also causing this body now to be in two pieces, the head and the rest of the body. So says the Gemara, that's what I have the word v'shochat to tell you, that you don't go and shecht it all the way to go and sever. So I use the halacha l'moshe v'sina to tell you that it's the makam hatzavar. And I use v'shochat to go and tell you, but it's not a gistra type of shechting, no, only the two simonim, and with that is enough. So this was the discussion according to Rav Kahana. We're going to have, yes, Rabbi, I see you have another question.
What happens if he did cut the gistra, if he cut off the animal's head during the shechita? Is the shechita still kosher or not?
It is kosher, but our Gemara is telling us it's not necessary.
Oh, but it is kosher.
It is kosher. There's one pshat of Rashi that Lishavi Gistra means to go and use drisa, to go and use pressure, to go and sever it. Like if you've ever been to a meat market and you see the butcher taking a big meat cleaver and he gives a zetz, and with that he cuts both basar as well as atzamais, as well as bones. So according to that pshat, what the Gemara is telling us is, don't do drisa, because if you do drisa, that you're going to buy. Yeah, but even if you're doing it from the front, if you're going to do a nice chopping instead of a moilich umevi of shechita, if you're going to do the hadrasa by giving a chop and then you're going to sever the entire head, then that's going to be possible. Out hadrasa, not out gistra, but out hadrasa. And drasa is number two of these five psukim. Okay? Rav Yemer Omar. Zokiyat Rav Yemar. We're going to go through Kamat, the same type of back and forth. Yemar Omar, again, we start off the Gemara, Minayin l'shchita shehim menat savar. How do I know the shchita is on the neck? Omakra, it says in the Pasuk, v'zavachta, v'korcha, u'mitzoincha. And what do I learn v'zavachta? Once again, a contraction. Nimokim shezav, chateyu. In that place where it flows, where does it flow? It flows in the neck, because as soon as one shechs the neck, it bursts, spurts, and flows with blood. Chateyu. Now this chateyu is not the same as before, because that chateyu was with a test. This chateyu is with a tuff. And the Gemara says that the word chateyu means to break or to sever. And therefore, where you have the makam of ziva, where it's going to spurt blood, flow blood, chateyu, that's where you should go. Not break the simanim, but you should go sever. And sever the simanim. Frank Demora, my mashu dahai chateyu lishna de mitbarhu. The word mitbar comes from the word shvira, right? The shin and the tum are mischalas in Aramaic. Anyway, so how do you know chateyu means in this case to go and sever the simanim? The chsivka says, Nepasik al tira vi al techas. Don't be afraid and don't go and
fall to pieces.
Fall to pieces. Very good.
Well, if it falls to pieces, it's not going to be.
It won't be a kosher shechita. Ah, vada. So the mitbar means to break, and therefore don't be afraid and don't be broken. In our case, we're not talking about breaking the simanim, we're talking about severing the simanim, which is what Gemara considers to be more or less parallel or synonymous.
No, okay, it's says, not really.
Of course not, because if it's going to be Ramish, the word mitbar shvira, if you're going to break the simanim and not sever them by shechting, that won't be good. So therefore we have to say when the Gemara uses the lishna, the mitbar doesn't really mean to break. What he really means is to go and sever by shechting. Frank Demar, since you're telling me it's mimokim shezov, where it flows, that's where you're supposed to shecht, then michoitmoi, maybe you should go and cut off the animal's nose, because the animal's nose is always flowing. What is it flowing? It's not flowing with blood, but it's flowing with mucus, says Rashi. Zov lecha tomit. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. You should go and shecht at the nose. We're talking about that it will flow as a result of the chitoy, as a result of the severing of the two simanim. But as far as the nose is concerned, as everyone knows, the animal's nose is constantly flowing even without any shechita. So we're talking about a zavachta, a ziva, a flowing as a result of the chatei. So therefore, dus nish. Now, what it means, Miliboy, says Rashi, maybe you're supposed to take the knife and stab it in the heart, Rachman Litzlan. Just like when he hears Rachman Litzlan about stabbings of human beings, maybe that's how you're supposed to effect the shechita.
Because you wouldn't have a broken heart, you'd have a severed heart.
Very good, beautiful. Anyway, the bottom line is, if you went and stabbed it in the heart, it'll be zava, it'll be flowing blood from all directions. You have the Dama Nefesh. Maybe that's what the Torah means, mit the Zavachta. Vesuhu, and Nochemu. Even if you were able to answer that kasha about the Liboy, what about the Shehiyah, Dorsa, Chaloda, Hagroma, Ve'ikr, Minolim? What does it say in the Torah, these five halachas? Ella, everybody agrees about these five Gemara. It's halacha l'moshvi Sinai. Shechita menetava nami is Gemara. It's also halacha l'moshvi Sinai. I ukrola mayasa. So what do I have the pasuk of v'zavachta? Shtolele shavi gistera, that you should go and shech the taka at the mokum atzaver, which we've already learned from the halacha l'moish v'sinai. And v'zavachta tells us just do enough of a zvicha so that there should be ziva blood, meaning blood flowing from the two simanim and from that area. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to go beyond that to go and sever the entire head, because if you sever the entire head, number one, it's not necessary, and if you did it through a meat cleaver that you gave a zetz, you're going to give a dorsa, and then that would make the shechita possible. And now we have a third gemara, again, almost word for word like before, debay Rabbi Shmuel Tana, v'shochat, al tikri v'shochat, ela v'sochat. What means v'sochat? Normally, of course, we think of shechita to go and squeeze, but that's not what we're talking about over here. Again, we're doing a contraction of two words, mimokim shesoch chateyim. From the place where the animal talks, you're right, most animals don't talk. The Rashi says, soch means moitzikol, that it makes noises. Right. We all know that animals make noises. When we're little kids, we have these little machines, meow, and this one makes a zaz.
Moo.
Moo, exactly, so everybody knows. Fine. So, mokim shesoch, where the animal makes these moo sounds, or whatever sounds, chateyu, that's where you should go and cleanse it. This chateyu is like the first chateyu that we had at the top. So instead of learning sheshach, bending over, or picking the head up, like we said before, according to the first pshat, his third pshat says, mimokim sheshach, where the animal talks or makes noise, that's where you're supposed to go and shecht, cleanse it by shecht. Freiti Mara, once you're telling me from where the animal makes noise, ve'imim mil shoinoi, maybe we're talking about from its tongue, because, says Rashi, a tongue helps in being moitzikol. Just like we know by human beings, the same thing applies to behemoths. If it wants to make a call, a bigger call, a smaller call, and it uses its tongue automatically, that's part of the process that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in all human beings and the Havdal in animals. So maybe that's where you should cut. First start cutting from the tongue. Gemara be'in and dama nefesh. That was Robert's kasha already 10 minutes ago. Don't we need dama nefesh? V'leka. You cut the tongue off, it'll be a bloody mess, but it's not going to be dama nefesh. So Gemara nishka kasha ve'im edekar ve'ozel adama nefesh. Maybe what you should do is first start on the tongue and then continue cutting further downwards, and then you're going to reach the two simanim, right? Because it's going to be underneath the mouth, underneath the neck, and could keep. Maybe that's the requirement. Vesuin, let me ask you another kasha. Shehiya doris achalod the hagram of the ikrim inol. Where does it say in the Torah? And the Gemara, you agree that that's a loch lemoish misinai. The shechitim and atzav and nami Gemara. It's also loch lemoish misinai. So now you're going to ask me kra lemai osa. So what is this pasuk of the mokim shesoch chateyu? Comes to tell you the lemoish avi gistra. You don't have to go beyond the two simanim. Just leave it after two simanim. Don't cut through the spinal column. Don't cut through the neck bones. Just leave it over there.
If you cut that off, you don't have to worry about lashon hara anyway. It's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it's yes.
Yeah. Why the repetition? We learned all this just before.
The reason for the repetition
is the Gemara teaching us.
The Gemara is teaching us that we had now three different pshatim of Rav Kahana, Rav Yemar, and Tana Rebbe Shmuel. And in case anybody is bored, we're going to have another one in another moment. That's going to be a brisa of Rav Chia, who's going to have another makar. The Torah, the Gemara always likes to find psukim and prefers not to have to rely on halacha l'moish misinai. Because halacha l'moish misinai, maybe over generations, chas v'shalom, some of it was forgotten, some of it may have been distorted. If I can find that pasuk, is the best. So the all three mandiyamas are echad echad pasuk. I have a shachar, I have a zavachta, and I have a shachar again. Each one dashing with the weight. Yeah, but if I don't have a pasuk, then I rely on my halacha l'moish misinai. The Gemara says I have to rely on halacha l'moish misinai for the five halachas anyway. Doesn't say anywhere shehiya doros chalav. So amela, since it's halacha l'moish misinai, minat zaber is also halacha l'moish misinai. And each one of these drushes is just to go and tell you the loy l'shav yigistah. And now we come on to drusha number 4, v'tana ma'izim l'hacha. Until now we had amoyroim, even though it was devei Rabbi Shmuel tana, that sounds like it was a brisa, but it could be devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Rabbi Shmuel himself speaking, it's the talmidim in the bias, in the besmedish of Rabbi Shmuel, and those may already have been amoyroim. And that's why we only had a kamash simon, we didn't have a kamash with a ches Reb Chia, because until now we had amoyroim, and now the Gemara is saying, oh, by the way, I have a tan and a brisa that also struggles to go and respond to this question of shchita minatzavar minai. But to matana ma'aseh mihoch the sanya Reb Chia omer minai l'shchita minatzavar. How do we know shenemar? It says in the pasuk. This is talking about a carbon oila ba'orchum ne'harne kehanim esan nisochim, and the pasuk continues on es haroish v'es hapoder. That the bnei Aharon kehanim, the kehanim, they are now mesader the nisochim. Those are the big slices from the carbon oila. Those slices include the forelegs and the back legs, as well as the flanken from the sides. And all of those you have to go and put on the mizbeach, together with the roish and the poder. Roish is the head, of course, of the animal, and poder is the shmatz, is the chaylev of the animal. So all of these have to go on the mizbeach. Now the question is, why do we have to repeat roish and poder? What do you mean to repeat? Because it already says es hanesachim. Nesachim means the cut pieces. So if the cut pieces, the cut parts of the animal, doesn't that automatically include the roish that also was cut from the animal, as well as the poder? So it would have been enough to say vach v'nihar ke'anim es hanesachim on the marocha. Why are we using the roish and the poder? Aren't they part of the cutting up of the oil into individual pieces? So I'll tell you why the Torah repeats those, not repeats it, but identifies them on their own. Because I have another pasuk. The hifshir oila means that you remove the skin, the hide from the animal that you bring for a carbon oil. And then after you do the hefshit, then you do the nituach, then you cut up the pieces of basar. Now what about the roish? Does one remove any of the hide, any of the skin from the roish? And the answer is no. You take the animal's head the way it is, put it on the mizbeach. The Fimar. Ainli Elinasachim Going back again, Fishanem, it said in the pasuk Hifshet es Oila, you're supposed to remove the skin. You're supposed to strip the skin from the oila. Yes.
But you don't want. You want to remember the two temples.
The two temples. Very good. I thought you were going to tell me something about. And do you have skin in the game in this oila? But it's not a game. Mm-hmm. Good. The Hifshet es Oila, the nitach, and then you're supposed to cut it up. So ainli el nesachim sheyeshnu mechlal hafshata. I would say that maybe nesachim of the pasuk, the previous pasuk. Are only those slices where prior to that you had the hifshit, that you had the removal of the skin. How do you know about the roish that you do not remove the skin, and in fact it's not part of the hifshit as oila, shekvar hutas, because it was already severed earlier in the process. Mm. How do I know that that too goes on the mizbeach? Tamaloimar! Es roishoy vi es pidroy vi orach. Parenthetically, the Gemara is going to ask momentarily, I wanted to know es haroish vi es apoder lomali. What do I need roish vi apoder? And you're answering because there's a pasuk that says es roishoy vi es pidroy. The Gemara should have answered, that's why I need the earlier pasuk. What do I need the roish for? The roish I need because since there's another part of the Hifshit es Oila, v'nitach, so then Nesachim only include those that had a Hefshit, a skinning of the skin, a removal of the skin. When you're talking about the Roish, there was no removal of the skin, so therefore maybe it would not be part of the, certainly not part of the Nesachim, you don't have to cut it into pieces, but you put it directly on the Mizbeach. How do I know that? If it would just say yes and Nesachim, I would say only those that we are cutting up that had a benefit of a Hefshit. That's why the pasuk says roish v'sapoder. You put that on the mizbeach as well. For those of you wondering, we keep on talking about the roish. What about the poder? We're going to address the poder, which is the fat, on the omid beis in another couple of moments. Anyway, with this we have now ve'enferd that the roish is not part of the nesachim, and the loshen habrais is shekvar hutas. It means that the roish has already been severed from the rest of the body, and therefore says the gemara. Midika Omar es haroish shekvar hutas, by using that term that the head has been severed and it's going to be brought up separately to be put on the marach on the mizbeach. Machal deshchitim and atzaver. How did the head fall off? It didn't just fall off by your going and snapping your fingers. You had to do some sort of maisa. Oh, is the haroi araya that the head was removed as a result of shchita, and therefore I have a Uriah, says Reb Chiya, from this pasuk, from the Roish, that it's treated differently than the rest of the body, and it's not part of the Nesachim, and it's Hutas, Muzlich Zayin, that there was a Shechita Menatzav. Frank the Yomara, okay, so we're so far happy with this Mekoyer of Reb Chiya, but now we go to the question that we asked before, V'tana Pasach Baroish U'Poder, U'Mesayim Baroish U'Pidrei. The question was, what do I need in that earlier pasuk? Esa nesachim, esa roish v'esa poder. And then they want to answer it, oh, because of the fact that the roish does not require hefshit, and it is severed from the rest of the body, even before the nituach, before cutting up the pieces. That's why it says it's roish v'esa poder. I didn't ask why it says roish v'esa poder. I asked, why does it say esa roish v'esa poder? These are two separate psukim. So I asked about A, and you're answering me with B. That doesn't make sense. Every mahachi kamar. You have to read the brayse a little bit more broadly. Minayin the rabbi says a roish kvar hutas. How do I know that I include the roish and the poder, and specifically the roish which was severed separately, not part of the sachim? Tamaloi mes a roish vesa poder. Fine. So that's exactly the way I started off the brayse, and I entered the brayse as a roish vesa poder. The Braisa ends off with Roish u'Pidrei, right? And now the Gemara is saying that the Braisa itself asks for Roish u'Pidrei lonely. What do I need to say? Roish u'Pidrei separately. Once I say that, I take the Nesachim and the Roish and the Poder and I put it on the Mizbeach. Shinganuk. Why do I have to repeat the Roish and Pidrei? Tomorrow we boil lein lekidasanya to tell you another halacha. Shtein the Braisa minayin the Roish u'Poder shekoidmin lechol ha'Nesachim. By the fact that the Torah identifies these expressly, as opposed to the rest of Nesachim, even though the order of the pasuk is Nesachim, es haroish v'es ha'poder, but I learned from the words Tamaloi mes roish v'es pidroi that they are koidmin l'chom Nesachim. These go first. And in fact, if you look in Masechtas Yuma, as well as Masechtas Tumit, where they list, they did Geirolis every single morning as to which Kohanim would get the schus to bring the pieces up to the Mizbeach. The first Kohen would take the Roish and the Poder, and then the other Kohanim after that would go and take the forelegs and the back legs and the sides, etc. Ah, so that's what I knew the Roish of Pidroi, that by the fact that the Torah mentions them expressly, comes to tell you that they are brought even before the Nesachim are put on the Mizbeach. Tamalim is Roish of Pidroi, the Arach. Freit Gimara. We've been focusing on Roish mit Roish Shai. Mit the Poder? Where is it? The Poder was not cut separately. You know, it was not like part of the Shechita, and I cut out the whole Poder. The Poder is when I was slicing and opening up the insides of the animal, and I was doing the Hefshed, and I was doing the Nituach, and it was cleansing all of the innards. So then the Poder and the fats come rolling out. So why is this mentioned in the Torah? The Gemara. What do you do with the roish and the poder? Even though the Torah says roish and poder, and you would think these are two separate entities. You take up the roish to the mizbeach, and you take the poder, the schmaltz, the fats to the mizbeach. It's coming to tell you by saying roish ves pidroi, and roish and poder, that the two are united. What do you mean united? That the kohen that is taking the head of the animal up the ramp towards the mizbeach, if you looked at the second part of the roish itself, you can see the head. But then if you see the neck area, it's a bloody mess. And people will say, and it looks so airy, it looks like, oh, it's bloody and all the rest. So they do a major cover-up. What is that cover-up? They take the fats of the animal and they cover over the base of Shechita. And they smear it on the base of Shechita. And now you don't see the blood that's oozing from the base of Shechita because it's nicely covered up. So that's the inyan of the Roish and the Poder. And that's Kovet Shemala, that's showing great respect for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Havdol also for onlookers, observers that are watching the Kohen bringing up the Roish. They shouldn't go and see this mess because it'll be covered up.
There was a mess already.
It's Ritzachiv, it's required.
That's their marriage. Why is there a
yeah, the Poder is also a mess.
Maybe that's how you learn.
It's one big slaughterama. I mean.
Slaughterama.
guts all over the place.
If the Torah wouldn't tell us about Shechitas Kabanis, I could hear a lot of people saying, why do you go and take an animal and you shecht it? It sounds so kind of
barbaric,
primitive. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs these animals, it needs the blood, it needs the fats. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs our tefillahs, it needs our broken heart, lev nishba v'nidke, and the kim loisivza. So the whole inyan of kabbanis, if you think about it, is really a gvaldige chiddush. So I would think, okay, it's part of that chiddush. So you're taking up all the slices of the animal, so you go and take the Yerosh as well. It's a little bloody, and you show everybody I shechted it.
Yeah. Instead of a human sacrifice.
Very good. Very good. So, Gemara Vaitan and Maisel Mahaka. If you thought that we were done, we have yet another Mikoyer, possibly for Shechitim and Atzavar. The Sangha says in the Braise, so he's told us a behem of her oif. And the Pasuk continues on after that, Chol Nefesh Achayu Horei Meses Ba'amoyim Uchol Nefesh Asheretes Al-Arts. This is a Pasuk towards the end of Parsha Shmini, which is kind of a summary pasuk, and said, we just discussed in this parsha all about behemoths, which behemoths are kosher, which are not kosher, which oifis are oifis tameois. We spoke about the shrotzim, we spoke about the dogim, has to have snapper vikaskasis. This is like a summary at the end. We just spoke about all of this, Rabbi Sack. Yes?
And one of the goals is to get the meat.
To get the meat.
It's a tent of meeting.
A tent of meeting. Very good. Okay. So we know that these summary psukim are very valuable if you're writing a nice composition. I remember when I was a kid in school, in elementary school, one of the requirements was that you have to have like a shtikl hakdama, an introduction, what you're going to write about, and at the end you had to write a summary.
Conclusion.
A conclusion, exactly. However, the Torah doesn't just give us summaries and conclusions. The Torah, every pasuk is coming to tell us something. What is the Zoyis Torah to Behemah V'Oif come to tell you? V'Chibayza Torah Shavsa Behemah L'Oif V'Oif L'Behemah. In which respect are the two the same? If you're going to go and tell me Behemah Metamah B'Magu Masa, There's clearly a major difference when it comes to Hilchos Tumah B'Tahara. Bill, we spoke about this the other day, that when it comes to a behemoth, which is a nevela, it's a dead carcass, not geshochten, dead behemoth, it's with tamba magamasa. If you touch it, or if you carry it, you become tame. Oif, on the other hand, if you had a dead carcass of a bird, of fowl, enimitam magamasa. If you pick it up, and you embrace it, and you kiss it, and all the rest, you do not become tame, even though it's a nevela. On the other hand, Oif is metame, it's metame begodim abesa blia. Abesa blia means, when is it metame? At the time of, welcome to join us, at the time of eating it, right? Abesa blia, when it's going down the esophagus. And not only is it causes the person who's eating it to become tame, but it's also metame the begodim she'olav. If he is wearing a suit, he's wearing a jumpsuit, he's wearing a bekesha, whatever he's wearing, it doesn't matter. Any begotten that he's wearing, it says in the Torah, v'chib is begotten. He has to go and toivel those begotten because they all to become tummy. Behemah metam begotten beisabliya. If a person, exactly. But behemah, on the other hand, if he holds, he's touching the nevela maga umasa, he becomes tummy, but not the begotten she'olam. Any metam begotten beisabliya. The eizah Torah so ibazoi. So we see that when it comes to Hilchos Tumah B'Tahara, and the reason why the Gemara focuses on Tumah B'Tahara, because although we don't have a Chumash open in front of us, but the Psukim before this, Zoyis Tairas of Hemayi, is like talking about in Yonei Tumah B'Tahara. So now we're saying Zoyis Tairas, oh, Behemah and Oif, and all the rest of the Pasuk, they're all in the same type of conclusory category, but there are major differences. This is Metame Magu Masa, this is Metame Ba'achila. This is metama begotten beis ablia. This is not metama begotten beis ablia. Exactly, you're 100% right. So ibazoi. So what's the zoi's teira? So behema ba'oi. Is a teira in which respect shoves the behema la'oi for oif la behema. Oh, loy melach to tell you my behema b'shchita. How do you go and eat behema flesh through shchita? Like we had v'shochat es ben habakar. Here we know for sure by behemoth, the Torah says a few times a lashon of shchita or zvicha. So even though it doesn't say it by oif, af oif is also b'shchita. That's what I learned. So the Torah is a behemoth of oif. There too, you have to do shchita. Oif bazoi imal halon b'roif shnayim afkan b'roif shnayim. Just like by behemoth, we already said before, you have to go and shecht both of the simanim, the kana and the beishit. Maybe that's required by the oif as well. That's why it's in the Poira, Zois. Every time it says Zois is a miyot, this one. Right. What means this one? Only by the behema, Zois Tredes, a behema. You have to have two simanim. Right. For oif, I have a heckish behema, la oif, taki, you need shchita, but you only need one simon altogether. So from this pasuk, the way the Tanakhama has learned, how do I know shchitas oifois menatoira? Because of the Hekish to the Hanks. Exactly. Reb Leza says, Punk Faket. Reb Leza Oimer. Again, we start off the same way. Zois Tredus a Behemah Va'oif. Vachi Be'ezer Tredus Shavs a Behemah La'oif Va'oif La'Behemah. Dr. Yomar Reb Leza Oimer. Be'ezer Tredus Shavs a Behemah La'oif Va'oif La'Behemah La'Imelach. Ma'oif Hechshere Min Hatzavar Av Behemah Hechshere Min Hatzavar. We start the other way around. Not learning Oifois from Behemahs, but we learn now Behemahs from Oifois. That just like by an oif, its kashrus is minatzavar. Where do we find the kashrus minatzavar? By Malika. Bill, you're right on point. In fact, Rashi says, ma oif hekshir minatzavar. You see Rashi one or two lines above us. Ma oif hekshir minatzavar, Malika asai. Torah says, beferish, you have to do Malika by oifais. So by behemet, also has to be minatzavar. No, once you're learning from oifis to behemis, imal alon mi ul mul oiref, afkan mi mul oiref, maybe the shchita that should be done should be from the back, and not from the front, just like the Malik is from the back. Tamaloy mal malak es roishoy mimul arpoy v'layabdil. Roishoshol zeh mimul oiref, ven roishoshol acher mimul oiref. Yes, we taka learn, just like by oifais, it has to be minatzavar. Same thing, legabe behemis, it has to be minatzavar, but not from the back, because here it says roishoy, only by the oifais in mul arpoy. Mashenke the god of the behemoth, it's from the front and not from the back.
But maybe it's from my holasa oif and not shchitas behemah. I mean, we have two.
What you're saying is correct, but he apparently had his kabbalah from his rabbi that you're supposed to dash in the sukkah. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's something interest with the gala arupa, with the mlika, is connected to the neck, because a gala arupa, you...
Also by the neck.
Yes.
Very good, because, beautiful.
Yes, different between a paraduma. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Which means the punch it on the head, on the neck.
Very good, very good. Beautiful. And now the Gemara continues on for Belezer. Haizois my Ovid Lay. Remember the Tanakh. Yes, yes, you did very well. Remember, we said according to the Tanakhama, what do I do the Zois? Because since I learned Oifois from Behemoth, and Behemoth you have to go and Shecht both Simonim, I would have thought Oifois also both Simonim, Tamaloim is Zois. But now it's the other way around. I'm learning Behemoth from Oifois. So what do I need the Zois to go and tell you, my Ovid Lay? To my Ilav Zois, have a minima Oifois Simonachon, a Behemoth Simonachon. I would have said the other way around, since I'm learning behemoth from Oifois. The Gabi Hilchei Shechita, that it's got to be in the Tzavar section. Maybe I should learn totally from Oif, that just like Oif, one simon is sufficient. Ah, behema, one behem, one simon is sufficient. Kasa Rachmana Zois. So it's just like the Tanakhama, but in reverse. The Tanakhama learns Oifois from behemoth, and he says the Zois comes to tell you, but not both simonim, only one simon is enough. The Blezer learns behemoth from Oifois to go and tell you Shechita Menat Tzavar, but don't think it's only one simon like by the Oifois. No, the Zois comes to tell you, here you need two by the behemoth.
But Zot would have been better to say Ze in one and Zot in the other one.
Ze or Zois? I don't need.
So you're interpreting Zois to be plural and singular.
Lulav Dafke, we're learning Zois just to mean this one. So this one, the question is, according to the Tanakhama, this one means only by the Behema. This one, do you have two? Or if you only need one? According to the second shot, the Zois, this one is referring to the Oif. Only by the Oif, you need one, because by the Behema, you need two. Yeah, now we're going to talk about Dogim. Thank you. Thank you for paving the way. So with this now, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Isai, we have finished all of the five different Makoyos. We started over three Amayroim, and then we had these two Brises. We had Rukhia, and then we had this Brise now, which both tell us, how do I know that the Shechita has got to be Minat Tzavar, as opposed to any other part of the body. But as the Gemara said before, really and truly we learn it from the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, and all of these Psukim are really just more like asmachtas, even though the Gemara didn't say that expressly by these last two rites. Tani Bar Kapar. Now we start again. Zois Tereis Behemah V'Oif. Hita L'Kosav L'Oif Ben Behemah L'Dogim. Now where's the Dogim? So the Gemara didn't quote the Pasuk in its entirety before, but if you look at Aleph, the Torah Ora Shalim, Zois Tereis HaBehemah, you got Behemah, V'Oif, Oif, V'Chol Nefesh HaChayu HaRimeses B'Hamoyim. Anything that swims in the water. Ulchol nefesh asheretz al oretz is, of course, referring to the Shemoyne Shiratzim that the Torah speaks about. Ah, so the chol nefesh achayir meses b'moim is referring to the dogim, the fish. The question is, why is oif sandwiched in between the behema and the fish? And the Gemara is going to tell us something fascinating, and that is, tani bar kapar, zois teres a behema v'oif, hitol kosel lo'i ben behema l'dogim, l'chayvoi b'shnei simonim i'efshe. When it comes to shechita of an oif, you cannot say that you require both simanim, like behema. Shvakukish l'dogim, because since it's sandwiched in between behema and dogim, so then oif gets a hekish to both sides, both mil-el and mil-ra, both lefonav uli achrav. And so therefore, since there's a hekish l'dogim, dogim doesn't require two simanim. So you couldn't require two simanim by dogim. Oh, so the poitra b'lei klum. So let's go and patent totally because we're learning it from dogim. That's also e'efshe. Shekvar hukish l'behema. Because the oif also has a hekish frontwards to the behema.
The fish is to collect or set. Rabbi, can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I would look, because it's spiritually also, because the behema of live in the regular world. Fish are disconnected from the material world. They swim in the water. That's the reason that is different between behema, oak, and fish.
Very nice.
Shkoyah. It's connected.
Very
it's not me, Rabbi. Big Rabbi says.
Big Rabbi says.
And they're modest.
And they're modest. Very.
That's to their credit.
to their credit. So let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why oif is sandwiched in between behemah and dogim is because if I would only have dogim, I would say just like dogim don't require shechita, then oif is also don't require shechita. If I would say only behemah and oifis, I would say just like behemah requires two simanim, by oifis you also require two simanim. Ha-ketzad, so this is a classic case of the great compromise, Yovia Kosova Shlishi, and that is Hechsher b'simen achad. It has Hechsher with one simen. So not two simanim like Behema. Not zero simanim like Dogim. So you go and split it down the middle, and yeah. You go. That's why we're saying this is a fascinating.
Split it down the middle, it's not appropriate. It has to be at an angle.
Okay, very good. Okay, so Hechsher b'simen achad. Zok Yimara. Now, presupposing everything that we just said is that Dogim do not require Shechita. How do you know? Maybe Dogim also requires Shechita. Dogim de labene shechita nenu min olam vushteitzis. Demar ilay mishum dechsev atzoy nevoker yishochet lahem. Im is called the gehayom ye osef lahem. This is talking about when Klal Yisrael unfortunately sinned in the Midbar, and one of the sins that was that they said we don't have any flesh. So chanus hadogash yichal mitzrayim es a kishum lo yad ul. I'm sorry. Exactly. Rashi brings in a chumash that they were just unfortunately rabble rousers and instigators and the insurrectors. Sorry. That pasuk is talking about Chanos Dogi Rishayim, Esad Vatichem, Esad Kishuim. Exactly, a whole bunch of it. Anyway, but besides the Rashi says in Chumash, they didn't need to go and complain because they had plenty of meat by the fact that they had their own tzoyne voka that they took out of Mitzrayim. Anyway, so the pasuk says that tzoyne voka. So Moshe Rabbeinu, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, I'm going to give them plenty of food so they shouldn't complain. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you got 600,000 men together with all the women and children and everybody else. Are you going to go and 10,000 or 100,000 cows and sheep to go and give them food? Are you going to go and collect together all the dagim and the yam to go and feed them? Now, the question is, why did it say, and why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just make a much shorter pasuk? Hatzoin uvaker uvidogim yishachet lahem. Are you going to go and shecht thousands and tens of thousands of tzoin, vaker, and dogim? By the fact that the kehayom is set aside, yosef lahem, is a sim masiv ba'al masagim. All you have to do is collect them and assemble them, take them out of the water, and that's enough, and you don't have to go and shecht them. Oh, l'choy is a good terai. By the slov itself, the chsiv, Vayasu esas love. That eventually, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them this love. They went and collected it. It doesn't say vayishchetu esas love. Just vayasu, just like by the dogim. Yosef vayasu. So, Hakanam de lav hashchita. Are you going to tell me? Oh, the Torah used the term vayasu to tell you they didn't have to go and shecht it. Vo'amris lepoitiv leklum yafsha. We just said a moment ago that the oif is for sure you have to go and shecht. Shekvar hukish lebehema. I don't know whether it's one or whether it's two, but one thing's for sure: you got to go and shecht it. Soi bazoi, it uses the term vayasvu, so maybe just like the oifis vayasvu, you have to go and shecht at least one simen. Maybe the dogim, you also have to go and shecht at least one simen. Everything mahasam like siva, asifa b'mokim shechita, di achrini, ach siva asifa b'mokim shechita, di achrini. Meaning, that since in the same pasuk we have shechita by tzoyne vaker, and we have asifa by dogim, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us something, and Rabbeinu Shlomo is telling us something, that these are two separate categories. Tzoyin Vakar are in the Shechita category, and the Dogim are on the Asifa category. Asifa means that you do not need to make Shechita. However, the Yasu says love, you don't have two categories, you only have the Yasu says love. And the word Vayasu is a broad term. They're going to collect this love, and after they collect it, what are they going to go do? They're going to go and shecht it. So therefore, it's not a kasha from that pasuk of Vayasu says love, and that's stuck in the mokah, the dogim do not require shechita. Talking more about Dorash oiver galiloa. So the art score brings a shaila whether oiver means that was his name. Many of you may know people whose name is Oizer. It's not a common name today. We, of course, all heard of Hagoyin Haruf Chaim Oizer. Exactly, Grudzinski. So he had a name Oizer. So the word Oiver perhaps is also a name. Or you can go and say Oiver means he was a traveler, a person that's passing by, going from town to town. He's an Oiver Drachim. So it's a shaila what exactly Oiver is a name, or it's describing that he's traveling. Is Dorish Oiver Glila, he came from Galil. This is a little bit along the lines of our good chaver, of Mr. Shulevitz, what he was telling us before. Behemoth was created from the Abasha, from the land. And therefore that requires two simanim. Rashi says, what does the land and the two simanim have to do with one another? Rashi, since it came from dry land, it has a much stronger entity or stronger existence.
Vitality.
And if you want, therefore, vitality. Oh! And therefore, if you want to go and shecht it, you're going to have to shecht both simanim to take away that energy and vitality. Because it was created in Ayyabasha. How do we know it was created in Ayyabasha? Because it says in Parshas Bereishis that it was created in Ayyabasha. Vayitzer lekim es baima min ha'adam. Dogim shenivru min ha'mayim. They were created from water. Water, by definition, is much more flexible and easygoing. It's not hard, virgin territory. Hechshem u'leklum. You don't need any Heksha whatsoever in terms of a shechita. Oiv shenivr min rakak. Oiv that was created from a combination of the two. The rakak word means mud. So it's created both from yabosha and from mayim together. So then it has some of that strength, vitality, and energy of the behemoths. But it's shvach because half of it is from the yam, just like the dogim. So therefore, hechshere b'simen echad. You have the heksha with only one simen, and that's why it's enough. Omrav Shmuel kaput ko'o, Teid, I'll bring you a raya that in fact the oifos were created partially from the water. Shrei oifos yeshlem kaskeses beragleyem kidogim. If you ever looked at the feet of the average bird, you'll see it's not just flat flesh or flat skin, but it looks like there's kaskeses, like different types of scales on top of it, scales like you would find on a fish, because both the oifos and the dogim were created from the water. The dogim were created totally from the water, or the oif is partially, so therefore they have...
They came out.
They just came out. They flew out. The oif shualu, and they also asked the following. Now this oif shualu sounds like it's a direct follow-up on what we just discussed, but in fact it's not the case. If you look at the Rashi, the oif shualu, the Rashi is parallel to the wide lines of the Gemara, the beginning of the wide lines. Oif shualu, Kuntrikun Hegmon. Hegmon means he was the governor of, presumably, the governor to the Kaiser.
He had hegemony.
He had hegemony, good. He was an important political official, and his name was Kuntrikun. And he asked Rav Gamliel a whole bunch of shailas, and those are all listed in Bechoyres and Daf Hei. But in addition to all of those, is one more, and that's our Gemara right over here. Void Shalai, and Kuntrikun, the Hegmon, asked Rav Gamliel the following. One pasuk says, "V'yem alekim yishertu hamayim sheret nefesh chaya va'oif ye'oifev." Ooh, so it says yishertu hamayim. What's going to come and sprout from the water? Sheret nefesh chaya. That's referring to the fish and any aquatic creatures. Va'oif ye'oifev, as well as the oifes, also come from the water. Al me'mayim ivru. The fetish.
Flying fish.
Flying fish. So we're talking about the oif is created from the water. Because when I have another pasuk, v'yitzer Hashem lekim eno adama, kol chayes etov, v'eis kol oif ha-shamayim. Oh, so it says that the oifes also came from the water. So make up your, not from the water, min ha-adama. So make up your mind. Alma mi'ara ivro, so I see it comes from the land. So where did the oif come from? Om alois, he told him, min ha-rekach nivro, from the mud. In other words, a combination of both earth and water together, that's where the oifes came out originally in the times of Sheshes May Breshes. Ra Talmidim Mistaklin Zebezeh. So now Rabbi Gamliel saw the Talmidim look at each other in kind of in disbelief.
Yeah,
right. Really? You put the water together with it and you make
kind of a muddy idea.
A muddy idea. Am Lehem, he said, Koshe Beinechem, Shetachisi es Oivi or es Oivai, Bekash, is it so terrible to you that I was Doichim, I pushed him away with Kash, with a straw answer? In other words, not with real answer. I needed to get rid of him, you know, he's bothering me and he's asking all these shaylos. So
he didn't get rid of. This guy is second place.
Okay, well, whatever.
This was later on
with Rabbi
Yehudanasi.
Right, and it's Katrika with Rabbi Gamliel.
Oh, it's not the same question.
No, Rabbi Gamliel was much earlier.
Well, there were a couple of, there was an earlier Rabbi Gamliel, later Rabbi Gamliel. And we had two Rabbi Shimon Gamliels. Okay, anyway. Yeah, Suzuki Yimara. What is the real pshat, says now Rambam Gamliel? Men amayim nivru. They were taka created from the water, like it says, Yishu to amayim nefesh eretz chayim, v'oifi oifet, the oifis came from the water. Ay, v'lo mehivyan, elo odom, likris lehem shem. What does he mean by that? Because we only recited this, the first half of the pasuk. That pasuk is the Vayitzer Hashem lekim eno adom. Now that's pasuk vav, if you have the Torah or HaShalem, and it says, Vayitzer Hashem lekim eno adom, kol chayis asoda, ve'ez kol oif ha-shamayim. That was the Rai of Kuntrikud, that the oif ha-shamayim also comes in eno adom. Vayove ele adom lirois ma'yikra loy. And Kadosh Baruch Hu brought all of these chayis and oifis to Adam Rishon, that Adam Rishon should go and, would the term christen be the right term, to go and call them names. That's the name that blibes, that's the name that Adam Rishon gave.
Had to shame them.
Had to shame them. Oh, very good. So now, how is Rav Gamliel learning the Pasuk? Although Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim the Yetzira is going both on the Chayis Asod of the Eis Kol Oif HaShemayim. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Oifes and the Chayis all to Vayavi Elo Adam. The way Rav Gamliel is learning is that you have to make a sudden stop after Chayas Asada, and that is Vayitzer Hashem Elokim and Adama Kol Chayas Asada. Period. The Chayas were created from the Adama. Oh, what about the Oif HaShemayim? That's Vayavila Adam Lirois Mayikraloi. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the Oif. The Oifas were created separately from the water, not from the Adama. The Adama was Kol Chayas Asada. Period. Full stop. Now Vayis Kol HaShemayim Oif HaShemayim. The Oifas Vayavila Adam Lirois. So that's what the Gamliel is teaching the Talmidim. Noch wrote Talmidim Mestaklin Zeh B'Zeh. He says it was Doicha B'Kash. The truth of the matter is, Men Amayi Nivra that were created from the water. V'lam Avina La'odam Likris Lehen Shem. This is the first Ikadiyami, the first version of the story. And now the second version is the same, but we're going to reverse the two Tirutzim. The Yesh Omrim B'Loshen Acher Omar Li Oisei Hegmai. The Loshen Acher means the second shot is what he told the Hegmai. Yeah, yeah. What's the second shot? That min amayim nivra'u. Ah, it says that he was created min adama. No, no, no.
The Rabbi tell him both. They ask him later, he wants to get ready, because if he say it's different, he asks, so he make a combination of both of them.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. So therefore, Yesh Omer Loshen Acher Omer Loise Hegmoin, that the Loshen Acher means the second shot.
To mix him up.
Yeah, yeah. The second shot is what he told the Hegmoin, that really came from the Mayim. And he brought him to Adam, Likus Lehem Shem, Ob Loshen Arishin Omer Lehen. That like the Loshen Arishin, meaning the Rikab shot is what he told the Talmidim. The Talmidim, Shemichsiv Al Vayitzer. To go and say that Vayitzer, you stop after Kolachais, so the full stop. And therefore, he taught them that it's a combination of the Adama and the water, and therefore, Minarikak, like we said before. Good. Now the Gemara is going to say something which is hair raising. You don't have to shecht oifis. Oifis has the same din as dogim. No shechita necessary. How do I know? Shenema. It says in the pasuk v'shofach. What does it say v'shofach? This is referring to Kisui Hadam. Where is Kisui Hadam? It's Pasuk Zayin here. Ish ish b'mnei Yisrael menagir agor b'soichem ashayotzu tzeir chaya oy oif. Person goes and chaps a chaya or an oif. Ashe yiyochel, and now you can eat it because he shechted it. V'shofach ezdom oy. You pour out the blood. What do you mean you pour out the blood? It's shochat, not v'shofach. So therefore, it says, v'shofach b'shvicha b'al masagi. You want to be able to eat from the oifos. All you need to do is shvicha, not shchit menatoy. Vayti mori hachi chaya nami. After all, this pasuk says you have to say chaya oy oif ashe yi ochel v'shofach is domay. Sounds like the shvicha is going on both of them. Are you telling me by chayas also you don't need shchit menatoy? Says you, no. The psuli hamikdash iskish the psuli hamikdashim. When it comes to chayas or behemoth, there you have a hekish the psuli hamikdashim. What's that psuli hamikdashim? We're going to see Mitzvah in the Omid Aleph. If you go down 10 lines from the top of the Omid, you have Rabbi Loza Kappa, Rabbi Yoyim Matam Leim Akashe Yer Ochelis Atzvi Viesach Ayol Kein Techlenu. This is referring to Psuli HaMikdash, that means Kodshim that became Balei Mumim, and you're not bringing it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. You're eating it like chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it says in the Pasuk, you eat it just like the tzvi v'ayol, ha-tomei v'ator, yachdav yachlem. It no longer has a din of kudishim, where you have to be careful about it becoming tomei or tor. No, it's like chulin. So since I have already over there a hekish between the chayis, two behemoths, to the tzvi v'ayol, is the charai, the tzvi v'ayol, need shechita just like behemoths require shechita. Frank Gemara, you're telling me that the reason why chayis require shechita is because they have a hekish psula mekdashim. Oif nami is kishul behemah, dechsev zoi sarir sa behemah va'oif, like we had earlier on the omen. Says Gemara, you're right, v'hoksev v'shav v'chaz damoy, and it says shvicha, you don't need shechita. Frank Gemara, umay chozit deshadya le al oif, shadya achaya, why don't you go and say, reverse it. The Shavu Chazama is referring to the Chayas. We have a Hekish Psula Mikdashin, but I have a Shavu Chazamai. And the Oif, as I learned from Zoysa Behemah, Atonis of Behemah Oif, that you have to have Shechita. The Mistav Mishim the Solik mean, hey, after all, if you look back at the Pasuk again, Ashiyot it say, Chaya, Oi Oif, Ashiyochel, the Shavu Chazamai. So the Shavu Chazamai is going directly on the Oif, not on the Chaya, because Chaya is earlier on in the Pasuk. So since each one of them has a hekish to somewhere else, in the case of the chayis, it has a hekish to psula mikdashim. The oifis has a hekish to zois teres of behemavai. And now it's in the shavach hazdama, you don't need shchita, you only need shmicha. It makes sense if the shavach hazdama is referring to the oifis and not to the chayis, mishim salik minei, because those are the words which we just finished with. We just finished saying, oi oif, the shavach hazdama. Very good.
But you don't have to cover the blood of the cow?
You definitely have to.
No.
Only by chayis and oifis. When you have any shchita of regular cows or lamb or goats, no kisi adam is required.
There's a whole parak later on, Bill, about this.
We'll be able to go into this at great length and great breadth. You obviously haven't been to a shlachtos recently, but the shlachtos are where they go and shecht on a regular basis. All types of behemoths, no kisi adam. However, you do have kisi adam if you ever participate in the kaparas. Yeah. And then after the kaparas, if you are, let's say, in Brooklyn or Muncie, where they go and shecht it on the spot, then they always do a kisi adam. But only by oifis and chayis. Now we're going to ask two kashas in a row on this mandi yamar, on Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, that aim shechita l'oif manatay. Meisvei. The shoichid is shechting, and unfortunately he did a bad job, and it became an avela as he is shechting. Or, hanoich mamake. Nechira means to go and kill the animal, or kill the bird. We'll see shortly what we're talking about. Nechira without shechting, by just killing it. Vamaaker, or you went and uprooted the simonim by tearing them, as opposed to shechting them. In all these cases, potem lechasis. No din of kisei hadam. So obviously we're talking about either chayis or oifis, because by behemis is no inyan of kisi adam in the first place, like we just said. The Gemara assumes that we're talking about oifis. So Gemara, the amris ein shechita l'oif minatoira. If you're telling me that minatoira there's no such thing as shechita, the whole shechita by oifis is all midrabanan, nechirasa is only shechita asai. Then the nechira, that's how you shech, that's how you terminate the life of this oif, is l'boi kisoi. Why does it say here in the Braisa? One second.
Yeah. Mean you have to have shechita that the blood will come out.
Oh, very nice, very nice, yeah. Very nice pshat. So the Gemara is saying now, the Gabi Noicher, says in the Braisa, you're possible lechasos. If there is no concept of shechita by oifis in the Torah, so then how did this oif die that you're being mechased the dam? It's through nechira. You killed it. That being the case, right, Gemara, liboy kisoi. If you say that min haTorah, Lechiras is ushchitas in the boy kisi. You should have to have kisi adam. And for the Gemara, Mr. Shlevitz, two more minutes and we're done.
Yes,
okay?
I'm so happy.
I'm also happy. Every time I see Amir, I'm also overjoyed.
Only men.
But in two more minutes, we'll show our joy and our happiness. Yeah, in another 2 minutes, we're done. Zok Gemara, me savrit. But if you think that this Bryce is talking about oifis, no. Oifois is not the subject of this price. We're talking about chayas. That if you had a chaya, and instead of shechting the chaya, you were noicher, you killed the chaya, potem alechasois. And don't say, I ben ichirosis uishchitos. No, you're wrong. By chayas, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas agrees. You have to have shechita. And therefore, if you destined a nechira, no chiyav of kisri hadam. Toshima, the final raya for today. We're going to talk about it more tomorrow. Final raya for today. The Gemara asks again, Akasha on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas says, you don't need shechita la'oif manatay. We have in the braya, Toshima, shoichid v'tzarech ledam. If a person is shechting, and he needs the blood of this, whatever he's shechting. Right. Why does he need the dam? The Gemara will tell us on the Amud Aleph shortly for one of two potential purposes. But he needs the dam. Now, if you shechted, I'm very sorry, chayv l'chasos. The Torah requires you to do kisi adam, and you cannot use that dam for other purposes. You're stuck. Kate said, why? But I need the dam. If that's the case, don't shecht. Oy noichroy, oy oikroy. Go and kill it, or you'll go and oike the simanim and kill it that way. Just don't do a shechita. And then you'll be able to take the dam. Zoktimara, my lab, oif, aren't we talking about oifites? And what do I see from this, the kaboy, lay the dome, and he needs the blood, why, liyanicha? Rashi says, yanicha means for moths, apparently to distract moths from going and biting and eating out wool from woolen coats and woolen scarves and woolen pants and all the rest.
Instead of mothballs.
And before the days of mothballs, they would go and put the blood there. And apparently that would go and shoo them away. Ah, so it says, if we're talking about that type of blood, so obviously we're talking about oifais. And it says about oifais, you don't want to do kisei adam, do nechira. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, nechira asay zu shechita asay, there is no shechita min ha-Torah. So how did you go and kill this oif by nechira? So that is the shechita, and that's what the Torah requires kisei adam. So what are you telling me? Do a nechira, and you can take the blood for the moth. After more of the same terrors as before, Lord, we're talking about chayos. Chayos, what do I need all that blood for? Tomorrow, the kaboyulei ledame lelacha. Lacha says Rashi means for a dye. If you want to dye a particular garment from white to red, you can go and use natural dye by using dam. Sounds like a dumb idea, but that's what it's like.
Even by
the kisei adam, don't cover all the blood, just a nominal amount. So you shech the oaf and you use some of the dam for so
how much blood do you have in an oaf?
In a chicken or a duck, maybe a lot. I mean,
it's very insignificant. If you go and put the kisei on half of it or a quarter of it,
you lose blood. It doesn't pay
anymore. A little bit. Higher, then
Short time.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.